From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour here on this Tuesday, February 17, 2026 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you've never texted me before, text me your first name and the city or location you're listening to 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan on, and I'd love to do a shout out for you on the radio. Again, the text line, 231-360-5140. Don't send me any long videos or links, the long stories during the show. If you want to get me some information like that, please do so after 12 noon when I get off the radio. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, on our taxpayer dime, felt necessary to attend the Munich Security Conference over in Munich, Germany. She loves to travel abroad, especially on our taxpayer dime. AOC was there. Gavin Newsom was there. All the 2028 wannabes for the Democrat Party showed up. But the main event was the keynote speech given by our Secretary of State, Marco Rubio. I played it for you guys yesterday. Phenomenal speech, absolutely phenomenal. Great history lesson. Two applause lines during the speech, made him laugh a couple of times, and ended up getting a standing ovation. Well, Governor Gretchen Whitmer announced on Friday at the Munich Security Conference in Germany that Michigan is aiming to reclaim and modernize its historic role as the, quote, arsenal of democracy, end quote, under her new five-year strategic plan designed to expand the state's defense and aerospace footprint, creating high-wage jobs in the process. Oh, yeah. She's always throwing that little plug in there, creating high-wage, high-paying jobs. Anytime she talks about economic development, she's always got to throw that in there. Well, contrary to what her goals have been, Michigan Economic Development Corporation, the Michigan Strategic Fund, the SOAR Fund, many of these have been hundreds of millions of dollars in grants, tax abatements, all kinds of things to lure companies here, promising us all kinds of high-paying jobs. Many of them never created one job whatsoever. Well, her strategic plan dated for this year, starting in 2026 through 2031, is labeled the Michigan Office of Defense and Aerospace Innovation, ODAI. Now, AI, of course, is the acronym for artificial intelligence, but she kind of did a little spin on it and called it aerospace innovation. This governor roadmap lays out her intent to grow industrial capacity, accelerate innovation, and attract federal investment in national security sectors. While she's leaving office in 10 months, thank you, God. God, that sounds so fantastic. Cannot wait. Unless, of course, she's replaced with Jocelyn Benson or the other Democrat, Mike Duggan. Governor Whitmer said she sees this strategic plan as a living, breathing document, quote-unquote, that will evolve as leadership changes. Federal priorities shift and new opportunities avail themselves. While speaking in Germany, Governor Whitmer said, quote, Michigan has always stepped up when our nation needed us most. We built the machines that helped win wars. We powered global industry and created generations of middle-class jobs. Let's continue to deliver good-paying jobs, innovation, and ensure Michigan remains a cornerstone of America's security and prosperity, end quote. Now, of course, she's referring mostly that statement was what happened after December 7th, 1941, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Basically propelling us into World War II. You remember FDR's famous speech to Congress, a day that will live in infamy? Well, Detroit, as a group, shut down the auto factories, the truck lines, and coordinated with the Department of Defense at the time as to what they needed. I remember Chrysler shut down and built tanks. Others built airplanes and airplane parts. Some even produced ammunition. We single-handedly, the Detroit area, especially of Detroit, Michigan, single-handedly armed our military to fight World War II. And those union jobs only grew after World War II when the troops came home and we had the baby boom. The houses that were built, unbelievably, the number of brick bungalows that were built in and around Detroit were basically bought by factory workers. Many of them buying their home for the very first time using VA benefits. VA loans, 30-year fixed rate mortgages with no closing costs, no down payment, put our veterans in those brick bungalows. And that's where Detroit grew. And we went all the way through the wonderful times of the 50s and the 60s in Detroit. Muscle cars. The history goes on and on and on. Well, this is what basically Governor Gretchen Whitmer is trying to accomplish in this new roadmap. Creating the new office, Michigan Office of Defense and Aerospace Innovation. Now, this has all been launched within the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, originally formed back 2 years ago in 2024, was designed to position Michigan as a national hub for defense and aerospace manufacturing, as well as dual-use technology development, meaning what could be used for military as well as civilian use. The plan calls for revitalizing factories, investing in talent, and supporting research and development that strengthens both the economic growth and provides for national security for the United States. In a message included in the report, Governor Gretchen Whitmer said Michigan is re-imaging the arsenal of democracy at a time of intensified global competition and military rearmament. Michigan already has a significant defense presence. According to the plan's executive summary, The state already is home to more than 4,000 defense suppliers, 900 aerospace suppliers, along with 17 military commands and installations. The defense economy accounts for approximately $30 billion annually and supports more than 166,000 jobs statewide. Well, retired U.S. Marine Corps Colonel John T. Gutierrez said, "Our mission is clear: to catalyze growth in Michigan's defense and aerospace sectors by advancing industrial capacity, innovation, and research." He is the executive director of this newly formed office, ODAI, within the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. This strategic plan gives Michigan a focused, coordinated roadmap to compete and lead not just nationally, but globally. It aligns our industry, our universities, our workforce, and defense assets so companies can innovate here, build here, win here, creating long-lasting economic growth across the entire state of Michigan, end quote, said Gutierrez. ODAI's first line of effort focuses on attracting and retaining high-impact companies and projects. That includes maintaining continuous engagement with our federal and state partners, building a coordinated pipeline of defense opportunities, and launching a national marketing campaign branded Reimagine the Arsenal of Democracy. Media buys, TV, radio, and other print advertising will start airing later this summer. The plan also emphasizes high-touch services for companies looking to relocate or expand in Michigan, including connections to private capital, public-private financing models, and supplier support networks. Public-private financing models and supplier support networks, folks, we already have that infrastructure in place. They're going to have a second line and a third line, which we'll get into after this break. Big news being launched with the governor on Friday in Munich, Germany. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to into the show. Wrapping up this announcement by Governor Gretchen Whitmer over in Munich, Germany on Friday. The second line of effort centers on leveraging Michigan's manufacturing base, testing facilities, military installations, and workforce to better compete with other states. The plan calls on using defense assets such as the National All-Domain Warfighting Center and modernizing testing infrastructure to push for dual-use technology development. Not only technology that can be used by the military, but also the private sector. Workforce development is also a priority. The strategy outlines partnerships aimed at preparing talent for emerging domains of warfare, including cyber, space, drones, and advanced aerial mobility. The third line of effort focuses on innovation and commercialization. The plan, the ODAI plan, to align Michigan's R1 and R2 research universities to secure more federal research grants and develop funding to build a toolkit of incentives and policies to attract innovation-driven enterprises. The goal is to accelerate applied research, expand production capacity, and shorten the timeline from prototype to actual deployment. The plan also includes a competitive analysis comparing Michigan's incentive programs with other states and provides an array of economic development tools, which, again, here we go, including grants, tax abatements, training programs, and brownfield financing mechanisms. Supporters argue that this strategy comes at a very critical moment in our history. The document notes that the United States and its allies are navigating a period of global competition not seen since the Cold War, creating what the report calls a generational opportunity for Michigan to expand its role in the defense industrial base. Now, it's kind of interesting because when Governor Gretchen Whitmer kicked off her investment mission to Germany aimed at strengthening Michigan's role in the defense manufacturing and attracting new international investment, it came by working with one of our defense suppliers, the Renk Group, R-E-N-K. During early meetings abroad, Whitmer announced Renk's plans to invest $70 million in capital improvements, $100 million in research and development in Michigan by 2030. An expansion expected to create about 300 jobs. The company's U.S. subsidiaries already employ more than 540 workers at plant facilities in Muskegon, Sterling Heights, and Roseville. Those last two are in Macomb County and very near Selfridge Air Force Base. Whitmer said Michigan's manufacturing base is central to national security and that the trip was focused on building partnerships with international businesses and security leaders while promoting the state's growing defense and aerospace sectors. Again, joining her on the trip, Michigan National Guard Adjutant General Major Paul D. Rogers, as well as Colonel John T. Gutierrez, the Executive Director of Defense and Aerospace Innovation within the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Germany remains one of Michigan's top international partners, with our state of Michigan ranking fourth in foreign investment, with $1.8 billion in projects since the governor took office January of 2019. State officials said recent investments by other German firms, Green Metal, Volkswagen, as well as others, have signaled continued growth in both mobility as well as defense-related industries. Because many people texted me about her being in Germany and wondered, you know, was this just her basically trying to launch her presidential campaign for 2028, trying to get some international credentials under her resume? I'm sure it was. But I got a text message from one of our listeners yesterday afternoon, I guess on Newsmax. She was sitting in a panel discussion and was asked about ending the Ukraine war, and she punted on the question and referred it to AOC. Really, Gretchen? You want to run for president and you don't have any ideas about ending the Ukraine-Russian war? Girl, you're not ready for the big leagues. Somebody will probably make her vice president candidate with them. But I don't think it's going to be Whitmer in the hot seat. Not in 2028. She doesn't have the chops for it, not yet. Neither does AOC, and neither does Gavin Newsom, so I don't even know what the heck they were doing over there. But interesting breaking news about expanding the arsenal of democracy.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced.